Approaching the Speed of Light by Victoria Lustbader. Narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. You know quite well, deep within you, that there is only a single magic, single power, a single salvation, and that is called loving. Well, then, love your suffering. Do not resist it. Do not flee from it. It is your aversion that hurts. Nothing else. Hermann Hesse. Prologue. Observer effect. As applies to the quantum thought experiment known as Schrödinger's cat, in which a theoretical living cat is sealed inside a box at potential risk of death by poisoning. The cat cannot be considered either alive or dead until it is observed to be one or the other. Until that moment, there is only potentiality. Everything is possible. All things that might be are. Thus, the unobserved cat in the sealed box must be considered both alive and dead. One might say, then, it is not a cat's own curiosity about the world that determines its fate. Rather, it is the curiosity of the world about it that determines whether it lives or whether it dies. It's late on a Friday afternoon in August of 1988. 17-year-old Jody Kowalczyk is working at Marley's, the snack shack on the Great Cove dock in Bay Shore, where the ferries leave to cross Great South Bay for Fire Island. Jody looks more mature and behaves more adultly than a teenager should. He's been working summers at Marley's, off the books, since he was 14. He's in the kitchen, loading up a tray with their homemade donuts, items of legend among the southern shore of Long Island. They sell them as fast as they can make them.